Casey Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad. It's Loving Every Minute. It's the Enictronic Remix before the top of the hour. The Lighthouse Family, the home of old school, right here with me, Brad. Loads of music still coming up for the afternoon. For now, though, I have Nadia Turner that's on the phone with me. She's from the Western Cape Blood Services. It's going to take us to the top of the hour at 4. We are speaking about World Blood Donor Day, which I believe is over the weekend. We are going to be focusing on that, but it's great to have the conversation today. Nadia, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's your Friday been?
Busy, busy, as usual.
I can imagine. This is just one of the things that very soon you're going to be ticking off your list so that you can get on with your weekend. But I know you guys have a lot of work to do, but thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's get into it, Nadia.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. Why is World Blood Donor Day so important to the Western Cape Blood Services? Let's start there.
So, World Blood Donor Day is one of our most important days on our calendar because it gives us an opportunity to recognize and thank the thousands of voluntary blood donors who give blood right through the year, you know, not just on World Blood Donor Day. And it's also a chance for us to raise awareness about the ongoing need for blood and encourage more people to become blood donors. And this year's theme for World Blood Donor Day is One Drop of Humanity, Give Blood, Save Lives. And that reminds us about, you know, the act of donation as an act of compassion that can make a life-changing difference for someone in need.
I love that. Nadia, tell us about the Western Cape Blood Services plans to celebrate World Blood Donor Day this year. How are you guys going to do it?
So World Blood Donor Day is celebrated globally on the 14th of June, which is actually on Sunday. And we are actually having our celebration on Saturday the 13th, which is tomorrow. And the reason for that is it just gives more people the opportunity to participate and donate blood on a Saturday. You know, more people are out and about in the malls. And we're going to be hosting blood donation clinics at shopping malls across the Western Cape. And we want to invite communities to join us in celebrating blood donors, and we have set a target of collecting 1,000 units of blood tomorrow. So we are really hoping to be able to reach that.
And it's an amazing target, 1,000 units of blood. So Nadia, why is this target so important?
So it's not just about the number 1,000. We are also going into winter. And as a lot of people are aware, you know, winter, school holidays, people are away. People suffer with flu, coughs, colds, and that also, you know, affects people being able to donate blood. So we obviously want to make sure that we have sufficient blood stocks going into the cold of next month. And so this will help us hopefully to restock our supplies as well. And, you know, make sure that we have enough blood stocks when the hospitals need us to provide for them.
So I'm sitting at home, Nadia, now, and I'm listening to this conversation. I'm listening to your voice, and I would like to donate blood, but I want to know what's the process. So who can donate blood, and what are the basic requirements?
So the basic requirements are you need to be between 16 and 75 years old to register. You need to weigh 50 kilograms or more, be in good general health, and live a safe sexual lifestyle. And if you're unsure whether you're eligible, we would like to encourage you to contact us or to pop into one of the clinics on the weekend, you know, tomorrow, and chat with one of our staff members, and they'll be able to assist you. Because we're also hoping that out of the 1,000 units tomorrow, that we get at least 200 new donors.
So what would you say to someone that's listening now to your voice, Nadia, who has never donated blood before but is considering it?
I'd say that this is the perfect time to become a blood donor. Not only is it World Blood Donor Day this weekend, but it's also National Blood Donor Month this June. So we actually are celebrating our blood donors the whole month. And so if you've been thinking about it, you've been kind of sitting on the fence, or you're a little bit afraid and nervous, I think this is a great time to take that first step and become a blood donor. The whole process is safe. It's simple. It only takes about 30 minutes for the whole procedure, you know, from filling out your form till the end. And our staff will be there to guide you every step of the way. So we'd really like to encourage people to come and make this the weekend that they take that step.
So the invitation has been extended by Nadia and a team. Nadia, where will people be able to donate blood as part of the World Blood Donor Day celebrations? Where can they do it?
having clinics at shopping malls across the Western Cape tomorrow. We are going to be at Blue Roof Mall, Cape Gate, Table Bay Mall, Somerset Mall, N1 City, Langeberg Mall and Whale Coast Mall, as well as Tiger Valley, Kenilworth Centre and Liberty Promenade. And all those clinics are running from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning till 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And yes.
If people can't make it tomorrow, I just wanted to say if people can't make it tomorrow, they can also visit our website, wcbs.org.za, to find a clinic closest to them, you know, for the rest of the month.
Nadia, thank you so much for the time. Everything of the best with this upcoming World Blood Donor Day. We appreciate it. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast. We wish you and your team everything of the best.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
It's Nadia Turner from the Western Cape Blood Services joining us over the phone. They have a goal of collecting 1,000 units of blood. So please do get a hold of them over the weekend ahead of World Blood Donor Day, which is celebrated and focused on this coming Sunday. Thank you, Nadia. It's Casey driving into right here with me, Brad, on the other side of the break. We'll get into news, sports, traffic, and a whole lot more of your favorite old school jams.